Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello, hello! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you're watching us from, whether you're with us right now doing the live session with us or you're on a replay. Welcome, welcome to Freelancing with Faith. Tonight's topic is all about how to have work and life balance as a virtual assistant with Presi Ibasco there. Okay, again, our topic is how to have work and life balance as a VA with Presi Ibasco there. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell notification so that you get notified once we publish videos or we go live, which is usually Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Oh, I forgot. We still have to do the opening prayer. By the way, we are building a God-centered purpose-driven life and freelancing business. Before we start, of course, let's honor our creator first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as Presi and our audience and Christelle. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There. Okay. It's time for you to speak.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. So for the benefit of those who are seeing us for the first time, again, this is Connie and Belle. We go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., but we do two different sets of things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So if you're a Christian, if you want to start the week right, we invite you to join us in our live praise and worship session every Monday, 8 p.m. And then Thursdays, we dedicate this day to talking about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more how to become a freelancer or a virtual assistant, do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. There,
yes. And if you want your own workbook or guidance on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy, which is, this book is available here in print and also on audiobook and Kindle, any book, of course. And hello, by the way, early supporters, we see early supporters here. Hello to Lichelle Pastoral with hearts and to Lyra May Talisik. I hope I'm pronouncing your names right. And to Saul Playlist. Good evening if you're here in the Philippines, or good morning, good afternoon. There also, without further ado, Sis Belle, introduce our guest.
Yes, we're excited. Thank you for saying yes, advance. Thank you for saying yes to be with us tonight. So our special guest for tonight is a freelance social media manager and virtual assistant. She's a passionate individual helping in businesses thrive in the digital world through effective social media strategies and virtual support. Alongside her professional endeavors, she's an artist and poet, expressing her creativity through various mediums. She's also on an exciting journey to become a full-time digital nomad, combining her love for travel and work. When she's not immersed in the virtual realm, you can find her exploring new destinations, enjoying the beach, or indulging in the exhilarating world of freediving. Oh, that's the life. So without further ado, here's Miss Presi Ibasco.
Hi, thank you so much again, Connie and Belle, for having me here. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Yay. You are I really
love that introduction.
I love the things that you do.
Yeah, me too. And I strive to be that, you know, way always or every day as much as possible. Yeah.
Yes, before we talk about your story, let's say hello. Wow, a lot of audience tonight. Welcome to our channel. Hello to Carino Marion.
Hi, Mai. Thank you for your Alemania. Support.
And to Carino Marian Kime. And who else? Maria Cristina Peñaflor. We hope we can see those icons, emojis. I wonder why we can see it. And to, Ibasco Erica Claire.
So pretty.
That's my sister, so she's very supportive.
Wow. And to Ikzong Lee. Am I pronouncing? Wow, the whole family.
That's a song. Yeah. They're and all friends. My sisters. Wow. Very, very supportive. Welcome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. So, okay, let's hear it from you. What's your story? How did you end up with, you know, in the online or the digital marketing industry? What were you doing before this?
Thank you so much, Connie. So I actually started back in 2022 full-time, but I started the career as a virtual assistant back in 2018. So I was doing real estate job and then some cold calling before. But I kind of feel like it's not my forte. So I focus on my full-time job, which is a BPO job. So I was a trainer in a BPO company before. And then when pandemic happened, you know, as we all know, everything halted, right? So we were asked to do the job from home, you know, work from home. And then we did that for like 2 years, starting from 2020 to 2022. And then of course, when the company asked us to like, you know, report back on site when the pandemic is like, you know, just a little, you know, it's not that much anymore. So we were asked to report on site. Of course, I don't want to do that anymore. So, you know, I kind of love the, you know, the feeling of like, you know, having control of your life more by working from home. So I decided that I'm gonna go back to being a virtual assistant. So that's when I started looking for part-time jobs. So I started with a part-time job before with, it's a real estate company as well. So I did that part-time. And then I actually did that for a couple of months, 2 to 3 months. Before I finally decided that I wanted to do the virtual assistant career full time, so I planned ahead. So that's what I keep on saying whenever someone is asking me how to start the freelancing journey. If you know they're currently working in a BPO company, so I always tell them to plan ahead. So before actually resigning from your job and before you know rendering, you have to at least look for a backup. You know, especially if you don't have money, like, you know, like me, I'm poor, you know, I'm poor back then. So I really have to plan ahead. So I have to like look for a part-time job first before I resigned. So that's how I started with the virtual assistant world, with the freelancing world. Do it part-time first. And then that's it. So we're here now. I'm a social media manager now from there.
Yeah, I'm quite, that is interesting because we've had a lot of guests, like they're in the corporate world and then they become freelancers. But for you, you mentioned that you were a virtual assistant before and then you went into BPO and then went back into being a VA. So what was the circumstance back then? What was it like made you decide to leave the VA world for a time and then went into BPO and eventually going back?
Actually, to clarify, I was still working in a BPO company back then. So back in 2018. So I started my BPO career in 2013. So 2013 to 2018. And then 2018, I tried virtual assistant part-time. And then I stopped. And then I just focused on the BPO career. So just to clarify that. I didn't really just, you know, do virtual assistant back then. It's still a part-time. I just did it again.
And then when the pandemic hit, that was a different story.
Yes, you got exactly. Yeah, totally.
I'm curious, how did you find out about, you know, being a VA during that 2018 before the pandemic? Did you just Google it or something?
Yes, actually, I just Googled it. Actually, the first the first time that I did the virtual assistant work, it's the real estate cold calling. And then the other one is, the English teaching in 5-1 talk.
ESL.
Yeah, so I tried that. I tried that before. But then I realized that it's actually not my forte. Although I was a trainer back then and, you know, teaching people is, you know, my niche. But I kind of feel like it's not my niche when it comes to teaching, you know, the younger people or, you know, the younger audiences. So I didn't like it. That's why I stopped.
When you went into social media, can you say that you found the one already?
Yes, definitely. I fell in love with, you know, virtual assistant career, the social media management career, especially because back then, you know, taking phone calls and then doing cold calling is kind of hassle for me, especially when I was doing it part-time. So when I started doing social media management, I fell in love with it because I have like a full control over it. And then I was able to like use my creativity and creating content, you know, doing the stuff for my client, for myself. So that's why I really loved it. Yep.
Wow. So before we continue, let's just say hello to the other people that just came in. Hello to Kathy. Hello po, she says. And of course, the supportive one, lots of hearts from
Thanks, guys. If you have questions, feel free to drop them in the comments. This is your chance.
This is your chance for those who are, you know, aspiring virtual assistants and freelancers.
Yes.
What do you think would be the advantage and disadvantage when it comes to doing this full-time versus the one you did in a BPO?
I think one of the disadvantages or the pros when it comes to doing it part-time is you don't have enough sleep. So you're kind of like, you know, compromising your health over it. But, you know, getting enough money would be, I don't know, for me back then it was enough to, you know, compromise my sleep. So I think that's one of the pros, doing it part-time. And then other thing is, like, if you're doing it work from home, like I did, it's really not that hassle. But if you will be doing it part-time and then you're reporting on site and then you're going to go home and then you're going to do another 4 hours, you know, 4 hours task for virtual assistant, I think it's going to be too much because you have time for, you know, traveling, different time for doing the tasks, and etc. So you don't have enough sleep. So that's pros. Sorry, cons. I keep saying pros. That's one of the cons. And then for the pros, I think would be you will be getting more money, of course. That's, for me, that's actually the main reason why I did like a part-time job, for me to earn additional income. Because the income that I was earning before was not enough, you know, not enough for me to do the things I love. So it's like enough for me to do the things that I need or buy the things that I need and the families need, but not enough for me to, you know, buy the things that I love, or I wanted this shirt, or I wanted to go to the beach, I wanted to travel. I don't have money for those stuff. So I think that's one of the pros. You will be able to get more money. And then second pro would be you will be learning new things. Like, you know, it's going to be an endless learning opportunity for you. Like, there are different niches in virtual assistant or freelancing world. So if you wanted to do like cold calling first, you will be able to enhance your communication skills. But you know, if you wanted to do the social media management part, like what I did, you'll be able to, like, you know, do anything creative, anything that you want. Your creative juices, you'll be able to use it for something that, you know, you can get money from. So I think those are the things that's the difference between the two. Sorry, if you'll be doing it full time though, for being a virtual assistant and not doing it part time, for full time, of course you'll have enough time for yourself. You have complete control over your life. You can do anything that you want. You can do, you know, you can travel like what I do. You can, you can work on a coffee shop. Or you can just sleep and then you can just do the work later. Or if you really wanted to sleep, you can just sleep just a little more time before you actually punch in for your job. So I think those are the things that you can do for being a freelancer.
Wow. Hey, love it.
Yes. For those who are actually new to the VA or the digital marketing industry, we're not we're not lying about the benefits or the pros. But if you are experiencing hardships at the beginning, that's part of reaching that goal of
totally
experiencing that pros, that advantage. So don't give up because, you know, it's normal to have challenges. And speaking of challenges, what were your challenges when you started? Even if you went back or you did it before, and how did you overcome it?
I think the first challenge that I experienced when I was doing it part-time back then was, like what I mentioned earlier, is like compromising my sleep and compromising my rest because I had to do like 12 hours of work. So aside from, you know, doing the 8-hour shift in a BPO company before, I sometimes had to do OT because, you know, there are stuff that I have to finish. So I wouldn't have enough time for sleep because I still have to clock in for another shift. So I think that's one of the challenges that I experienced. Number two is aside from not having enough time for rest, I didn't have enough time to do like a workout stuff or, you know, exercise. So I didn't know. I actually gained a lot of weight. So I think that's one of the challenges. So aside from gaining that weight, it was really difficult for me to, you know, walk, do stuff, do active stuff, because I would then not, you know, I would B, having difficulty breathing, you know, stuff like that. So I think those are the challenges. And then other thing is, you know, being able to like, since our topic is about work and life balance, being able to find that balance between my life and my work. Because I have to complete all of the tasks, everything within that 12-hour period. And we only have 24 hours in a day, and I have to sleep for 8 hours, and I have to travel for how many hours as well. So those are the challenges at first.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. I think the topic really for tonight is very, very timely. I speak for myself.
You too. Okay, yeah. Definitely.
I was kind of, I want to follow through with those challenges. Are these still challenges right now, or were you able to overcome it and do something about it?
Thank you for asking that, Connie. I was able to overcome it. I wouldn't be talking about work and life balance right now if I was not able to overcome it. So I did. And so I keep on, you know, sharing the same tips and advices to my colleagues or to my friends so that they would be able to also overcome the same thing.
Yes, excited to hear those tips later.
Yeah.
Stay tuned until the end, guys.
Yes, and let's go
to the end.
Let's go to the comments again. I'm not sure where who was the last one I shared. My goodness. There are lots of hearts from the Carino. I think Carino, is this a Carino family? And then Ibasco family. And also Camille Bulaong Ravanilla. I wish we could see the icons.
Yeah, there's
the
no
emojis.
There's no emojis.
And lots of hearts from the, Crisanta Ibasco and Hannah Baldo and Christian Novio. There. And then, ooh, of
They're
course.
Showing me with love.
Yay!
The love mother. It.
Yes,
Thank
of
you.
Course.
Thank you, mother.
And then you got this. Precious is sending laughs here. And yes, and claps here. And hello to Fede La Cruz there. Okay, let's move on. Okay, since this is Freelancing with Faith channel, after all, we want to know, how has your faith impacted? My goodness, what is happening? Your business, your freelancing, or your VA business?
That's a very good question, Connie. So the moment that Crystal reached out to me, so she kind of mentioned that this is something to do with, you know, the faith, the belief and stuff. And like what you have mentioned earlier, I'm actually not Christian by heart, but, you know, growing up in a Christian household family before, so I do believe in something, right? So I'm highly spiritual when it comes to belief and how it actually, you know, how I apply it on my day-to-day life. So with me, it has something to do with my belief to the universe, right? To the universal aspect of everything. So like, if I meditated enough, or if I focus enough on something that I really, really wanted, then I would be able to get it, you know, stuff like that. So when it comes to the freelancing world or the virtual assistant world, I could say that my meditation, the grounding meditation that I try to do every day, is kind of helping me overcome if there are, you know, times that I'm really, really all over the place, or I'm really stressed because there's a lot of projects that I have to complete, or I'm really stressed out because I encountered a very red flag client before. So really stressed because of a red flag client before, you know, trying to steep into my boundaries of work and life balance. I'm really stressed. So what I do is to just meditate. So sit and then do a grounding meditation. That's really, really helpful, not just for, you know, for people who are actually believing into something. Even though you're not believing into anything, as long as you do meditation, it has something to do with, you know, your mind and the health and body balance, I think. So the moment that I did that, then it was able to help me, you know, accomplish the things that I have to accomplish and do the things that I have to do. And you know, avoid being stressed at all. So I think that has something to do with my belief as well. And other than that, I try as much as possible to look for clients that share the same values as me. So like, does this client believe in, you know, being fair? Does this client believe in having boundaries with everything? Does this client respect me and the way that I communicate? Is this client not a Karen? Or is this client not, whatchamacallit, the racist, you know, something like that? So as long as they share the same value as me, then I would pursue with the project, or I would pursue with the client. So I think that's how my faith with what I believe in has led me to what I am now.
Just curious, are you still connected to that red flagged client?
Oh no, not anymore. I had to cut him off because he's like messaging me. I already told him I'm not working on weekends. Don't message me. And then he keeps on messaging me, and then I will not reply, of course. That's, you know, I'm trying to do the balance.
Not worth the peace.
Yes.
You know.
So I forgot. I have something to say. Anyway, let's move on. I forgot what I was about to say.
Sorry, meditation, I speak too much.
No, it's okay.
We love.
Oh, there's a question in here from Marlon Lara. How do you want to progress with your career?
How do I want to progress with my career? Thank you so much for that question, Marlon. Marlon is my friend. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining here. So, how do I want to progress with my career? I actually wanted to have an income that would be enough for me to start my business. So, we actually had a business before, me and my siblings, but we didn't have enough, you know, time and money to continue with the business. Aside from that, we didn't have enough help. So we were also working, so we don't have enough sleep and we don't have enough work. So I think that's how I wanted to progress with my career. I wanted to have enough income for me to start a business. So in the near future, I would be able to delegate and, you know, hire more people that can do the task that I'm supposed to be doing. So aside from helping myself and earning more for myself, I would be able to help other people, and then they would be earning money from me. So I think that's a win-win. It's a two birds in one stone. Thank you for asking, Marlon.
Yes, thank you, Marlon. And Marian is also sending some
love,
smileys with hearts. And of course, Christelle is can relate to the red flags.
You have to cut them off.
Cut them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think I remember what I'm about to say, because you shared that it's in a way you already shared that you do qualify clients, because again, for those who are watching, or if you're still new to the VA industry, you do have to qualify your clients. Maybe you can say yes to that first client just to have an experience. But if you want to grow, if you want to be more useful or more productive, make sure, and less stressful, by the way, yes. Make sure
happier.
To qualify, yes, your client.
Happier.
And what Presi said earlier were examples on how do you, you know, who do you want to work with there?
Those are the questions.
Yes. And by the way, do you have any like inspirational quote or Bible verses that, you know, you keep on reminding yourself in case you have these challenges along the way?
Thank you for that question. That's actually a really nice one. I have a tattoo. I don't know if anyone can see it. So this is, "This too shall pass." So this specific phrase or quote is what I always use to get by. So if I'm being, you know, flooded with emotions, I'm really feeling overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I'm sad, I'm angry at the same time, I always just remind myself, "This too shall pass. I won't feel the same thing tomorrow. I won't feel the same thing later." So in a way, it's like a double-edged sword, because it could mean positive thing, it could mean negative thing. Because if I'm happy right now, and if I remind myself, "This too shall pass," then I wouldn't feel happy later. You know, something like that. But at least I try to incorporate this quote whenever I feel bad or whenever I'm stressed about something. So yeah, that's my favorite quote.
Yeah. After all, nothing is permanent, you know?
Yes.
So that's a nice go-to mantra. These two shall pass.
Amen. So there, I think we're ready to move on with the next section of our session for tonight. Because I think this is, everyone can relate, especially those who are working from home.
Yes. Especially if I may share, sis, especially if you're already familiar with the process on how to secure clients, chances are you'll get tempted, friends, to get more than what you can handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's listen attentively to what Miss Presi has to say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Take it away.
Hi guys. So this is my time. So I think one of the things that I wanted to mention here during my alone time is for you to, well, this is for me, and just a disclaimer, it might not work for everybody because we all have our own lives, right? We all have our differences. Some of you are single parents, some of you are still a working student, you know, so you're not like me who are, you know, just working right now. I don't have any other priorities, so I can just focus on my work. So for me, I hope that I wouldn't, I hope that I don't offend anybody if, for example, what I say will not relate to you. So it's like the same thing with most of the spiritual readings that you see in TikTok or in Facebook. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't. So I think that that's one of the good things. So my number one that I do every day is to set boundaries between my work and my personal hours. So I make it to a point that whenever I have to eat my lunch break or do breaks, 15 minutes breaks or stuff like that, I don't eat on my workstation. So that's what I do to incorporate a healthy balance between my work and then my personal life. Because if you will be eating on your workstation, you will be tempted to do your work while you're actually taking your break. And for me, it's actually not healthy. So sometimes you had to, because if there are, you know, a lot of things that you have to complete first, but as much as possible, if you can eat on your pantry area or your dining area, do it as much as possible and don't eat on your station. So that's number one that I do. Number two is I set boundaries between my work hours and my personal hours, like what I've mentioned earlier. If I always set 2 days or 3 days rest day for the rest of the week. So if I advise my client, I won't be working today or I won't be working tomorrow, I wanted them to not like disturb me with messages. So I try to set expectation that I won't be working today. So if you have anything for me, try to message me tomorrow or try to contact me tomorrow, something like that. And then I have a couple of work rules. So if it's just work, I work. If it's just my break, then I take my break. So what I mean by that is if I have to complete stuff, I have to prioritize and categorize the tasks or the projects that I have to do. So first things first is what I do is I do the difficult task first. So I do the difficult projects first, the ones that will take more time from me. So in that way, I would be able to complete the tasks that are easier at the end of the day. So I'd have enough time for rest and I'd have enough time for me to take my breaks as well. Because I know for a fact that I have already completed a difficult task. Number two rule that I do is like what I said earlier, I don't compromise my break time and my lunch break. So that way, like what I said earlier, it's going to be a healthy boundary between you and your work life. And of course, it's your health as well. If you will not be taking your breaks or if you will not be taking your lunch breaks, then you're also compromising your health. And remember that it is your fuel to do the task, to do the job. So if you will be, you know, if you will be getting sick, then you won't be able to do the task and you won't be able to get money. You know, it's like a circle, it's like a cycle. So you have to always take care of yourself. And then other than that, I do like a categories of what I do and on my personal life. like a weekly, daily, weekly, and a monthly basis stuff. So for the daily basis, I try to do something active for the day. Like I try to walk 10 minutes, I try to stretch, I try to go to the gym, I try to exercise to make sure that I'm just not seated all day doing projects all day. Number two that I do for the daily basis is like, I already mentioned it earlier, I don't eat on my working station. And then for the weekly rules, what I try to do is I try to do something fun. So I try to make some arts. I try to make some creative writing. Because like Connie mentioned earlier, like I am a poet with my heart. So I try to create creative writings that is being incorporated to my arts. Then other than that, I try to read books. I try to watch movies or series. Anything that is fun to do that I actually enjoy. And if I have enough money, I will allot money for pamper time. Like spa, body massage, facial, anything that I can do for the week. And then for monthly, or not entirely monthly, because there are times that I don't have enough budget for it. But if the budget allows and the time allows, I try to travel. So I try to go to different locations. So Connie mentioned earlier that I love free diving. I actually just recently tried that. So there are a lot of things that I try to try, like free diving stuff, you know, learning how to swim, you know, enjoying the beach, going to different locations to try their coffees or to try their foods, and anything that I think would be helpful for me to unwind from the overwhelming work and all of the tasks that I have to complete. So I always have a lot of time for my personal life. So that's basically it. And like what I said earlier, those are the things that I do, but I am extremely aware that not everybody can do that and not everyone can actually relate to that. But as much as possible, a lot of time, 10 to 15 minutes of your personal life back. So do something fun. So that's basically it.
Yay!
Going thank you, Val.
I love. Sis Cons, are you there? You froze for a bit.
Oh, sorry.
I was about to say that like it's her sharing of doing having the money to buy the things that you need and at the same mm-hmm. time pay for the things that you love.
That
I love that.
Yes, and of course, let's go to the comments. Edwin Jr. Montaña said, proud of you, Ate Che, galing-galing. Yay!
Thank you po!
And with emojis again that we can't see, StreamYard, maybe you can see. And then to Christelle, yay!
Yes, so it's a great reminder, guys. It's not just about work until you drop.
Yes.
You really need totally. To take care of yourselves.
Yes. So, I think some people, I have a follow-up question. I think some people might be thinking this later on because we know habits really are important. The way you said that we should have a daily, weekly, monthly, and all that. What is, if you can give an advice, just one advice, because I'm sure not all of us can do those daily, weekly, and monthly, you know, habits and whatever you suggested. So if you can just how they will be able to progress, you know, how will they will be able to reach that goal where they can already do those things, because I know for me I can relate to that, even if many coaches are actually suggesting that mm-hmm. you should have, you know, routine, blah,
you've
blah,
read
blah,
a lot of books,
right. Yeah, and start to write all of this, this is my daily, weekly, monthly task, and then you are actually stuck and you just wrote it and not actually doing it. So there, how can you, what's the step one until you reach that point where you can really not just write but actually do those habits?
I think the most important part here is for you to listen to yourself and know yourself very, very well. Because, you know, if you already know yourself, you know what you're capable of. If, even if you, let's say, for example, even if you decided that, okay, this month or next month, for 3 months, I'm going to work really, really hard. I'm not going to travel. I'm not going to spend my money on anything. And then I'm going to take, let's say, multiple clients, 5 clients. That's fine. That's totally fine. And then until eventually you would, you know, realize that I can no longer handle 5 clients and I have enough money and I already learned so much that I know I can increase my rate. So I think that that's the most important part, for you to know what your skills are, what you can do, because the next time that you set your rate, it could be higher. So that way, when you're already earning more, then that's the time that you can eventually do the things that I've mentioned earlier. So do the hard things first, and then eventually, you know, enjoy the fruit of your labor. So, you know, experience pain, experience problems first, and that's totally fine. Experience difficulties at first. You know, we're not being successful overnight. There's no overnight success. So do the hard work first, and then just enjoy later. Enjoy later on.
Yes, nice. Good point. Good point to stress. Like delayed gratification, guys.
Yes.
Practice delayed gratification.
Totally.
Yeah, so Lichelle says hi. And of course, clap hands from Carino, Marian. And again,
hi,
of course,
thank
the
you.
Mother dear, proud mama.
Thank you, Ma.
Oh, it's Loida.
Hi, Ate Loida.
There. Wow, that was a wonderful. So feel free, for those who are watching on a replay, you can still ask your questions. We will relay them to Presi so that she can answer your questions. So there. While we are waiting, if you still have questions, Sis Bel can take over for our fast Q&A round.
Yes, this is the fun round. We'll get to know Miss Presi more. This is the Boyabunda version.
Boyabunda challenge.
the wholesome version. Okay, let's start. First question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Speak every language.
The last movie or series you watched?
What did I watch? There's a lot. Actually, it was an anime. It's Attack on Titan.
Ooh. Yeah. I love that series. Okay, last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
My LSS is All Too Well, Taylor Swift, 10-minute version. Taylor's version.
We'll get sad again. She's not coming here. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
The last book you've read?
What's the title? I forgot the title. Oh, I'm so bad at this. I'll just say the previous one, Every Day, because it's a new book. Yeah, okay. Every Day.
Okay. And then top three people that you follow?
Top three people. I'm going to mention my sister because she has her own TikTok. So, Erica. Number two is Taylor Swift. Number three is...
I don't know. You can do it.
Oh, you! I actually just subscribed to your channel. So
Thank you! Thank you.
I couldn't mention anybody else.
Yeah. We're flattered because aside from you being a Swiftie, we just gained another follower. So thank you. True blue Swiftie. Okay, next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days. I love rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God or a higher power or the universe or whatever you call it, and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
I'm so happy that you made me the way I am right now. No matter what challenges I've experienced before, I'm still glad. I'm still happy of what I am today. Yeah.
Yes, so. And it's very obvious, Miss Penny. Thank you. So with that, that concludes our fast Q&A round. Yay!
Thank you so much. That's actually fun. There are questions I didn't know the answer to. That caught me off guard.
Let's go with the comments again. So Lichelle says, I think this is congratulations. And she says, hi back again. And then Marion says, good vibes. And road trip vlog is sending some claps. And Isyong Lee is saying, siya, travel na tayo.
Tara!
Where's the next destination?
And to Grace Alemania, hello! Wow, galing-galing naman na. Proud of you. And of course, the sister, Taylor Swift.
We are all sisters here.
I wonder what, which part is this? It's Evil But Loved.
Is it the book?
No, it's her name on any social media platform. That's my sister.
Ooh, okay, let's
very supportive.
Yes,
Evil But Loved.
Sister with her TikTok. There, and then of course Christelle says yay and more claps, and yay! Of course
thanks guys.
Yes,
thank you Precious, that's also my sister.
Thank you.
Wow, very
they all supported me here.
Yeah, we can see that very supportive family. And Tarana Giumina, I mean Jim. So for those who are watching us on the replay, it's not yet too late to ask your questions because we will relay them to Pressy. And for those whether you watch today or you're still here, you can share with us your favorite tip. And again, you can still ask your questions. I think somebody commented again before we end. Of course. Love you, Naki. Yes, this is actually Christelle. She's saying thank you so much, Ms. Presley, for saying yes. Yes,
thank 100%.
There. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring VA?
For aspiring VA. Last piece of advice is to just go for it. You know, plan ahead, go for it, and then try to excel. Because you know for a fact that you will. If nobody will, you know, if nobody will believe in you, just believe in yourself and believe in what you can do. You can do it.
Yes. And anything you'd like to promote, by the way?
Oh, just my TikTok account. Because I do videos there. I do tutorial videos as well for freelancers, for virtual assistants. And then just some fun stuff. It's not always tutorial. I also share funny memes. Or maybe just I think that is funny. Maybe for other people it's not funny. But for me, it's funny. I am my number one fan. So for me, it was funny. And then tutorials and then tips for starting your freelancing journey. So
what's the TikTok handle again?
Yeah, it's I think it's in the description.
Yeah,
in this video. In the PI Virtual Crafts. You can follow me there.
I'll follow you definitely.
Yes. Feel free to support. Okay, Andrew says thank you for the inspiring message.
Yay, thank you, Andrew.
There. Okay, let's have a closing prayer, Isabel.
Whew. Yes, let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients and our viewers. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with. Ms. Presi and her family, Lord, continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you again.
Yes, thank by the so way, much. Before we end, if you want a copy and your own workbook, feel free to visit conizabala.com/VA book to get your copy. Thank you again, Presi, for saying yes and
thank
for
you.
Spending time with us. So we to our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday, I believe we still have another guest. So if you know someone, or if you want us to interview someone, let us know. Just connect on our social media pages under the handle of Freelancing with Faith. So any last message, Sisbel?
Just start. Just echoing what Miss Presi has mentioned earlier.
Just do it.
Don't overthink, guys.
You'll never know until you try. Anyway, yeah. Thank you again, Presi. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thank you for your support. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.